Good morning. It is Monday. We are back and so is Manishankar Iyer in the Congress fold and Raghuram Rajan is all set to come back to India to consult on India's NPA issue. And in case you missed it amongst all the chaos that's going on in the country, petrol prices are again on the rise. In Mumbai, it cost rupees 85 today. India is still full of bigoted asses and one of them happens to be Sambit Patra bringing his eastern narrowness to what is Punjabiyat, that stuff that made Navjot Singh Sidhu connect with the Punjabis on the other side of the fence, triggering Captain Amrinder Singh as well. Perhaps the scummiest person over the weekend was the newly appointed RBI board member and the RSS ideologue S. Gurumurthy. As if his regressive screwed-up idea on demonetization wasn't enough, now he had the audacity to say that the Kerala floods was a divine retribution for trying to open the Sabarimala temple doors to women. But now he joins the other bigoted asses running about in the country who are quite quick to put the blame of the rains in Kerala to Malayalis eating beef. And you really have to be screwed a person in the head to not only think it, but also spread that thought, like the video going viral where a person dressed in an army uniform is seen blaming Kerala Chief Minister for not letting army do its job. The army obviously then called out his bluff. The dude isn't even an army man. Just another right-wing video and hate manufacturer. Don't be like him, don't be like Gurumurthy. There are better role models. It is 20th of August 2018 and in case you missed it, there are many ordinary normal people, many unlike you and me, who are the real heroes, one rescue at a time. But before we head our attention to Kerala floods, let us start the day with the much neglected Asian Games, where two-time Olympic medalist Sushil Kumar faded on a day when Bajrang Punia emerged as the new poster boy of Indian wrestling after claiming the country's first gold at the 18th Asian Games in Jakarta on Sunday. And while we are on sports, Indians have a knack of merging real and real, like they do in West Bengal, where a textbook in the state has used a picture of Farhan Akhtar from Bhag Milkha Bhag as Milkha Singh's. Well, it is easy to miss out on the real heroes, ordinary citizens in Kerala, giving hope to humanity, to our country where the fabric of society and humanity is continuously being ripped apart. About 22,000 people were rescued from the flood-hit Indian state of Kerala on Sunday, according to the officials, after the monsoon rains finally eased. Military teams as well as disaster response forces and local fishermen reached some of the worst-hit areas. Kerala's Chief Minister, Pinaraiya Vijayan, said the number of people taking refuge in the 5,645 relief camps now stood at 7,25,000. And he vowed on Sunday to save even the last person stranded. The Chief Minister also announced that Rs 3,000 per day would be given to the fishermen who have participated in the rescue operations. Well, obviously, relief and donations are pouring in. Some like Shah Rukh Khan donated Rs 5 crore and didn't post it on social media or do a press release around it. Meanwhile, others like Paytm founder Vijay Shekhar Sharma donated Rs 10,000 and were quick to share their charity on social media. Amidst all this, it's an opportune time to start listening to ecological experts and not the development economists. Noted ecologist Madhav Gadgil has warned Goa may face the same fate as the flood-battered Kerala if it does not take precautions on the environmental front. Like in some other states, Goa too is witnessing activities which are driven by greed for unlimited profits, according to Gadgil, who headed a committee that authored a widely debated study on the Western Ghats a few years ago and had recommended that several areas in Kerala which come under the Western Ghats be classified as ecologically sensitive. While talking about experts, glad someone isn't listening to the Prime Minister. Veteran BJP leader Murli Manohar Joshi, the head of the Parliamentary Committee on Estimates, that is looking into the issue of mounting non-performing assets or the NPAs, has written a letter and requested former RBI Governor Raghuram Rajan to appear before it and brief them on the matter. Rajan was invited after former Chief Economic Advisor Arvind Subramanian praised him before the Parliament's Committee for identifying the NPA crisis and trying to resolve it. The panel has already questioned senior finance ministry officials, including the Finance Secretary Hasmukh Adhiya and senior management of banks, about rising bad loans. Member of the panel also demanded various documents, including minutes of the board meetings of the public sector banks in which high ticket value loans were approved. Well, it's good to ask for help, but not if you're on Delhi roads. No, seriously, don't ask for help from strangers in Delhi. You don't know what will happen to you. A 29-year-old non-teaching staff of JNU was allegedly stabbed to death while his cousin was injured following a scuffle over asking directions to a cigarette shop. Well, they always said cigarettes are injurious to health. Well, moving on to international news. First up is Venezuela. Brazil is sending troops and extra police to the border town of Pacaraima, where Venezuelan migrant camps were attacked and set ablaze by angry residents following reports that a local restaurant owner had been badly beaten up by Venezuelans. President Michel Temer held an emergency meeting on Sunday as regional tensions rose over the numbers fleeing crisis hit Venezuela. Venezuela is suffering from the highest inflation in the world with severe shortages of basic food items and medicines. Many people there report going hungry as they struggle to feed themselves and have decided to leave the country in search of better economic conditions. And finally, the last word on truth is out there, and where else would it come from than the latest Orwellian state, the United States? When the definite history of Donald Trump's presidency comes to be written, many years hence, 11:02 a.m. on Sunday, 19th August 2018, will surely be granted a special mention. It was the moment when the phrase was coined that might be said to sum up the spirit of the Trump era and the era that we live in, that truth isn't truth. Who said it? Well, it was Mr. Mayor Rudy Giuliani, legendary New York mayor on 9/11. Now Trump's attorney on the Russia investigation, who was trying to justify why the White House has been dragging its feet over granting an interview between the president and special counsel Robert Mueller. You can listen to this part here.
A conversation.
Truth is truth. I don't mean to go like.
No, it isn't truth. Truth isn't truth. The President of the United States says, I didn't.
Truth isn't truth. Mr. Mayor, do you realize what.
No.
This is going to become a bad meme.
Don't do this to me.
So what's next? War is peace. Slavery is freedom. Ignorance is strength. Truth isn't truth. While you go ponder on that, we go laugh about it. For now, that's all that we have for you. We will be back tomorrow. Thank you for listening to us. Wishing you a safe, healthy, and a productive week ahead. Goodbye from takeapart.in.